All right, so welcome to the call on empowerment. Now, that is sitting in the will center, sacral, solar plexus center, and in effect, stomach, heart, gallbladder, thymus, ovaries, testes, kidney, prostate, pancreas, solar plexus, neuron network, and nervous system, lungs. Emotional systems is, symptoms is anger, depression, unforgiveness, hopelessness, despair, bitterness. That's a big one. It doesn't matter what I do, everything is out of control. Anyone can relate to that?
Oh, yeah.
In the spiritual symptoms, feeling victimized by a reality over which you have no control, fated and doomed. So do we feel powerful? I'm wondering, you guys, do you feel powerful? And how you feel about infinitely powerful? What does that even mean? Infinitely powerful. I guess it would be, to me, it would be that we are not victims in any situation, that we always are a level of control, and the only control we have is how we respond to that. So let's see, anytime anyone has done something to you that felt that you were powerless.
Let's see.
There hasn't been anything recently, but I've been, my hermit side has been in control for a number of years. And so I've been more at home and away from people, except when I've had to go out, and then actually being out in the world. And that's, I just realized not too long ago that that is something that I needs to change. I feel like I'm being pulled over a little more to the social side of me. So
can we all relate to that? I think we can, right? Going out. I mean, yeah. Really, I have the same kind of a thing, going out.
Oh, yeah.
What else is out there that we get bombarded with that keeps us powerless?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, you have absolutely no control over and would like to. I mean, I'm control, you know, I am a big into control. You know, I've got to control it. I've got to put it in a box and keep it there, and, you know, only open it up when I have to and make sure it's still there. And of course it always opens up and somehow and gets out, and I get blindsided by things. And
can you guys hear the sound distortion right now? No.
No, I hear you fine.
This is really weird, because I'm having, when I plug in my headphones, and I've tried three of them, I get this terrible thing in my ears. Apparently you guys cannot hear it, but it's driving me crazy. So let me try another one. I will have to do this so I can hear you a little bit. Yeah. Really bizarre. I don't hear you well, but you can hear me. So I'll have to go with this thing in my ear. Oh my God. I don't know what's going on here. It was working really well.
And I cannot figure out. Oh, can I hear you now? Can you speak?
I hear you.
Okay, I hear you when you speak, and you hear me, so that's good, and I don't have this buzzing in my ear. It just went into computer, so that's perfect. All right. Okay. Well, all of us can, you know, remember seeing the two-year-olds that finds power to say no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the willpower and the G-center comes to play in that. Mm-hmm. For generators and manifesting generators, when we get disconnected from our sacral, it gets us stuck in the mind mm-hmm. to find our power. So we kind of go into the mind to find power. For
strategy leaves people powerless. But if you trust yourself, it might be strong enough. Apparently, my speakers are not working properly, but I can hear you fine. I can hear myself. Can I hear? I cannot hear you now. Shoot. Okay, so if I unplug this, is it going to come through speakers? No, it's not coming through speakers. Oh, hang on. I'll try again. Okay, is that better? Can you hear me now? Can I hear you? No, I cannot hear you. What's going on? All right. Cannot hear anything. Hang on.
I'll try something else here. Now I can hear you though. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, but if I plug this in. Can you hear me now?
Say something.
No, I don't.
Cannot hear you when I do that. So let's try another. Let's do a backup. But you can hear me this way, right?
I can hear you just fine this way.
All right, so forget about the headphones and the microphones here. It's not going to cooperate with me today. So being powerful and feeling powerful or feeling powerless, what is it that we are going to be tapping on? So open sacral without strategy leaves people powerless. How does that work for you, Donna or Linda? Anything?
I think I'm more afraid of my power.
Yeah.
Because okay. I've experienced using power and it hasn't worked out well. Let's just put it that way. So, and it's injured people. I mean, and that's the thing that I want to avoid is to, do any kind of injury or any kind of harm to any person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's the crux of the matter, right? If you use your full power, you worry about, well, anyone with a conscience, of course, is going to worry about hurting or harming others with that power.
So yeah.
You doubt yourself because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's when you stop trusting yourself. You start doubting myself. All right.
Completely unscrupulous person, don't give a rat's ass about anybody around you, then...
It's always our response to it, right? And then maintaining sustainable power so it doesn't leave you. Because when you use that power, how does it make you feel afterwards? Doubtful, drained, tired?
Doubtful.
Yeah.
Well, if using that power worked out for you, then it does feel good. But if it causes someone harm, then you really feel really bad about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you use that power, like how does that show up? It seems to me that sometimes we use too much of the voice to kind of express our power. So expressing our power, I'm kind of wondering if you remember, if you can recall someone who hardly says anything and yet they're so powerful. Okay. Let's see what we get. Maybe something will come up when we start tapping. Even though, when I go out, I face the world.
I face the world
and I have encounters with other people. And I use my power. I'm afraid of injuring people.
I'm afraid of injuring people.
And this leaves me doubtful and powerless.
And this leaves me doubtful and powerless.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself. It's the intensity.
Intensity? How intense is it right now?
Or no, it's the intensity that popped up. It's the intensity of the power. It's the energetic intensity of it. I can walk into a room and express an opinion on anything. And sometimes I'm accused of being very intense and I don't feel that intensity. But apparently something's coming out and other people do. And so I not only talk less, but I also kind of pull everything in so that I'm not infringing on other people.
Right.
So that pulls, pulls my power into myself instead of allowing it to come out. Is that making any sense?
Absolutely. Totally. Okay. It does. Even though I am fearful of the intensity of the reaction that my using my power causes to other people.
I am fearful of the intensity of the reaction that my using my power causes.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I think we'll be clearing up a lot of throat issues.
I feel stuff
in my throat. Even though the intensity of a reaction.
The intensity of the reaction.
Of people that I encounter when I go out.
Of people that I encounter when I go out.
And when I use my power.
And when I use my power.
Especially expressing my opinions.
Especially expressing my opinions.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Okay, eyebrow. Intensity.
Intensity.
Using my power.
Using my power.
Under the eye. The intensity of using my power.
The intensity of using my power.
Under the nose. People react.
People react.
On the chin. And it gets intense.
And it gets intense.
Collarbone. It doesn't make me feel good.
It doesn't make me feel good.
Under the arms. It makes me fearful of using my power.
It makes me fearful of using my power.
And the heart, the wrist. Using my power.
Using my power.
Intensity of using my power.
Intensity of using my power.
How does that feel?
That's interesting. When tapping under the eye, I was getting a feeling like I was being poked in that area and like in the upper corner of your eye near your nose where the eyebrow comes down.
Yeah.
In the eye socket, I was getting like a tapping under my eye. I get this feeling I was poking myself just above the eyeball.
Yeah, that's perfect. When I tapped on it recently on power, I had exactly that. I had a reaction in my eyes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there is... Does it have to do anything about defending yourself? Don, you muted out.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure if defending yourself, I suppose it could be. I mean, if you do something that causes someone harm, you feel both, well, apologetic, but also defensive at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so even though, tap with me, Don.
Even though.
Or either one of you, yeah. Even though using my power.
Using my power.
And expressing myself to others.
And expressing myself to others.
Causes reaction in my body.
Causes reaction in my body.
And other people react to me using my power.
And other people react to me using my power.
And sometimes I feel like I need to defend myself.
Sometimes I feel like I need to defend myself.
And I have this sharp pain in my eye.
And I have this sharp pain in my eye.
When I think about it.
When I think about it.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though. I don't like what I see.
I don't like what I see.
When I use my power. And it makes me feel sometimes yucky. I want to apologize. I want to defend myself. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though using my power. In a sustainable way. Is sometimes an impossible task. And using my own power doesn't make me feel good. I'm okay now and I can breathe. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Eyebrows, using my power. Side of the eye, feeling defensive.
Feeling defensive.
Under the eye, I don't like what I see. Under the nose, don't like what I see. Chin, feeling defensive. Collarbone, using my power in sustainable way. Under the arms, fear of using my power. And wrist. I love using my power. Top of the head. Fear of using my power. How does that feel now? That fear all of a sudden it just sort of jumped in.
It was less intense, that poking feeling in the eye that time.
Okay. Anything came up for either one of you? I'm wondering if using your power is safe. No. It's not safe, I would say,
it's
right?
It's not safe, no.
No, okay.
It's not safe.
It's totally not safe. We'll tap on that, and anything that comes up with that not being safe.
I think if we go ahead, something will come up,
because
it feels something niggling, but I can't pull it up, so I don't have a clear image.
That's fine. I just, when this came up for me last time, it wasn't safe. I had a memory of me taking knives away from my son, because I guess at 10, he needed to defend himself, or 11, 12, how old he was. And I realized how we try to protect our people and make them feel safe, saying things or letting them defend themselves. And yet it's about our own, feeling like unable to defend ourselves and being not safe. So we'll start tapping on that. So even though it's not safe for me to be powerful. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though it's not safe for me to be powerful. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though it's not safe for me to be powerful. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. All right, around the eyes, eyebrows. It's not safe. Side of the eye. It's never going to be safe. Under the eye. Sometimes it's not safe. Under the nose. It's never safe. on the chin. Maybe it could be safe.
Maybe it could be safe.
Collarbone. It feels it's not safe.
It feels it's not safe.
Under the arms. Fear of my own power.
Fear of my own power.
Heart. My powerful power.
My powerful power.
Top of the head. Safe using my power.
Safe using my power.
Did that help to bring this to a safe place using your own power?
It feels better. It feels a little more safe. Yes.
I'm wondering if you believe that you can be powerful and use your own power safely.
That's a no, I think. That's why I hesitate. It's usually a no.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
That's yeah.
What it muscle tested on, so let's go with that. So even though I don't believe that I can be powerful,
that I can be powerful.
And that it's safe to be powerful.
And that it's safe to be powerful.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I don't believe.
Even though I don't believe.
That I can be powerful.
That I can be powerful.
And that it's safe for me to be powerful.
And that it's safe for me to be powerful.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I don't believe.
Even though I don't believe.
That I can be powerful.
That I can be powerful.
And that it's safe for me to be powerful.
That it's safe for me to be powerful.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Eyebrows. I believe in my power.
Belief in my power.
Side of the eye. I don't believe in my power.
I don't believe in my power.
Under the eyes. It's not safe to be using my power.
It's not safe to be using my power.
Under the nose. It is safe to use my power.
It is safe to use my power.
Chin. I don't believe it's safe.
I don't believe it's safe.
Collarbone. It might be safe.
It might be safe.
Under the arms. I don't believe it's safe.
I don't believe it's safe.
Heart. It might be safe.
It might be safe.
Top of the head. Safe, not safe.
Safe, not safe.
Do you guys hear the trucks rolling by here?
No.
Sorry, garbage truck is just making noise.
Oh, yeah.
And with my headphones off, I cannot quite control it. Here, yeah. No, I cannot talk about it. I'm not safe, right?
Right, yeah.
Here, I'm using my power, and things are getting in the way.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was interesting. I had a quick memory of a time that I used my power. And to get out of a situation that was not physically not safe for me. So it was a real dangerous situation and I walked into it. But using my power, which allowed me to stay physically and mentally and emotionally safe until something happened that I did not expect. I got blindsided by something. And then all fear rushed in, and I was literally unable to use my power. And so it's like even using my power safely and appropriately for me and everybody else did not help me in that situation. So it's, you know, how can I... It's this control issue again. How can I know that using my power is going to be safe for me and for anybody else that happens to be in the area when I couldn't make myself safe in that situation?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's a good one.
To keep myself safe in that situation. So, yeah.
And what would make being safe, what would be the outcome of being safe? Like, what does that mean?
The outcome of being safe is being, in that case, and I think in most cases for me, is a physical safeness. That that I would be physically safe, physically and mentally safe, which I definitely was not in that instance. I was neither in a physical safe place or in a mentally safe place.
Okay. So let's do that. Even though I have a memory of using my power.
Even though I have a memory of using my power.
And I tried to get out of it and be safe.
And I tried to get out of it and be safe.
And it left me being vulnerable physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
And it left me being vulnerable physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
And it wasn't safe to use my power appropriately.
And it wasn't safe to use my power appropriately.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And even though I have a memory of using my power.
Even though I have a memory of using my power.
And I tried to get out of the situation that wasn't physically safe for me.
And I tried to get out of the situation that wasn't physically safe for me.
And I still couldn't control and being safe, make myself safe.
And I still couldn't control and make myself safe.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though in this memory I have.
Even though in this memory I have.
I was left physically unsafe.
I was left physically unsafe.
And I lost my physical safeness.
And I lost my physical safeness.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I love that word. Safeness.
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 Side of the eye. This safeness.
This safeness.
Under the eye. Physical. Being physically safe.
Being physically safe.
Under the nose. Mentally safe.
Mentally safe.
Chin. I wasn't able to be either.
I wasn't able to be either.
Collarbone, this fear of not being safe.
This fear of not being safe.
Under the arm, losing control of my safety.
Losing control of my safety.
And heart, feeling not safe.
Feeling not safe.
Top of the head, losing my safeness.
Losing my safeness.
So in this memory, Linda, where is this feeling? Does it have any color, any intensity? Is it somewhere particularly in your body? Excuse me.
Well, my throat feels clogged up, feels tight right here. And it,
yeah.
Well, what I see is black. But I see black a lot, so I guess I'll own this.
We'll keep tapping around the body, the eyebrows.
Okay.
This black energy of not being safe.
This black energy of not being safe.
Sigh of the eyes. This black energy in my throat.
This black energy of my throat.
Under the eyes, clogging up the throat.
Clogging up the throat.
Under the nose, loss of power.
Loss of power.
The chin, loss of words.
Loss of words.
Collarbone, loss of being able to defend myself.
Loss of being able to defend myself.
Under the arms, defenseless.
Defenseless.
Heart, this black energy of being defenseless.
This black energy of being defenseless.
Top of the head. This defenseless energy.
this defenseless energy.
That was cool. Anything else came up? We can keep on tapping around the body if nothing came up.
Yeah, well, I feel more, my throat feels a little better and my solar plexus feels tight.
I'm feeling the tightness in the whole of my body now. It's like spread over. Okay, so eyebrows. Defenseless energy.
Defenseless energy.
Side of the eye. This defenseless energy.
This defenseless energy.
Under the eye. Whole body feels defenseless.
Whole body feels defenseless.
Under the nose. This defenseless energy.
This defenseless energy.
Chin. I couldn't defend myself.
I couldn't defend myself.
Collarbone. Couldn't keep myself safe.
Couldn't keep myself safe.
Keeping safe under the arms.
Keeping safe.
Heart. Being safe.
Being safe.
Top of the head. I didn't feel safe.
I didn't feel safe.
So what ended up happening? How did she get out of it?
Well, it was a domestic violence situation, and there was a certain thing that he wanted me to do, which meant we had to go outside of the home to do it. And finally, I agreed to do it while trying to think of every way not to do it, but at least I would be outside. And the strangest thing happened was we were walking toward where we needed to be, and this cop car came driving by and turned onto our street. And from where we were, we couldn't see the house. So he was afraid that he was stopping at our house. And so he said, stay here, and I will go and see, and I'll be right back. And he let go of my wrist, and he walked. And he didn't turn back around to see anything. And I couldn't believe it. And at the same time that he disappeared from sight, the guy whose property we were standing on opened up his door to let his guest out. And in my head, something said, run. And I turned around and ran into the house and jumped down into their sunken living room. And all I could say was, don't let him get me. And they helped me to get out of that situation. That's how I ended up out.
That's so beautiful.
It does.
It's
really strange.
This is beautiful. Well, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. This is so cool. Wow, even though I was in a dangerous situation.
I was in a dangerous situation.
And I wasn't safe.
And I wasn't safe.
I was physically threatened.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I was physically threatened.
I was physically present.
Threatened.
Present, yes. I was physically present.
Okay. And before I knew it, all this help just rushed in.
And before I knew it, all this help just rushed in.
The cop car came by.
The cop car came by.
The neighbor went out.
The neighbor went out.
And my inner voices helped me, guided me to a safe place.
And my inner voices helped guide me to a safe place.
And I'm okay now.
And I'm okay now.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though there was a time in my life.
Even though there was a time in my life.
And I have this memory of not being physically safe.
And I have this memory of not being physically safe.
I remember now.
I remember now.
That the help just rushed in.
That the help just rushed in.
And I was able to connect to my inner guidance.
And I was able to connect to my inner guidance.
And something heard my inner voice.
And something, my inner voice.
And the help just rushed in.
And the help just rushed in.
And all of a sudden I was safe.
And all of a sudden I was safe.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And even though I have a memory.
And even though I have a memory
of not being safe,
and
being physically threatened,
and being physically present,
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Okay. So this is funny because I keep saying threatened and you keep saying present. So it's something like
here. Oh, okay. That's what I was hearing was present. Being right here.
And I was, that's kind of funny, threatened and present. So let's do that. Eyebrows, threatened.
Present. Presence.
Threatened.
Presence.
Okay. Presence. All right. Presence. All right. Presence. Under the eye. I was present.
I was present.
Under the nose. Present.
Present.
Oh, inner voices on the chin.
Inner voices.
Help rushing in, collarbone.
Help came rushing in.
Under the arms. Present.
Presence.
Presence. Okay, present. Heart, present. Top of the head, presence.
Presence.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Well, I have trouble being present, you know, in any moment. My head wants to go over here, and so I'm not a natural multitasker, but I was raised by generators, and so I learned to multitask. And so when I sit down and I go something, everything wants to go every which way. And so being present has been my thing. And so that when I didn't hear you the first time, I literally did not hear a thing you said. I saw your mouth moving. And I knew that that's usually something I don't want to hear.
So
you repeated yourself, what I heard was present. And
I can say present.
It's going to be present, yes. By golly, you were going to be present, girl.
But it's so true, you know, yeah. It's the answer, right? Because you were present in the present of the mind. Uh-huh. Okay, so let's just work with that. I like the shift because I'm going from threatened present. It sounds beautiful. So even though I choose now to be present when I'm threatened.
I choose now to be present when I'm present.
And I'm not going to say the word threatened ever again.
I'm not going to say the word present ever again.
I choose to laugh.
I choose to laugh.
At all the silliness using my power.
At all the silliness using my power.
And all that comes up with that.
And all that comes up with that.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though no one's going to get me from not being present.
Even though no one's going to get me from not being present.
Present is where I choose to be.
Present is where I choose to be.
And that's where all the help rushes in.
And that's where all the help rushes in.
And my inner voices safely guide me.
And my inner voices safely guide me.
And that feels good.
And that feels good.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I choose to know now.
Even though I choose to know now.
That present is the place of safety.
That present is a place of safety.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
That kind of came out funny, but it felt... Even though... I get out of being present occasionally.
I get out of being present occasionally.
I choose to know now.
I choose to know now.
That being present is the safest place to be.
that being present is the safest place to be.
For me, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And I deeply and completely love and accept myself. So let's try this differently. Eyebrows, present.
Present.
Side of the eye, not present.
Not present.
Under the eye, present.
Present.
Not present.
Not present.
Chin, present.
Present.
Collarbone, not present.
Not present.
Under the arms, present.
Present.
Not present. The heart.
Not present.
On top of the head, always being present.
Always being present.
That was cool. Wow.
Yeah.
How do you feel? I feel like, whoa, nice release, especially in my gut. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. 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 I feel light and all clear. And I feel really good.
it's funny when the laugh comes in. This was so funny.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, guys. So let's do the seat questions, the dream seat question. Yes, Don, do you have a comment?
The laugh comes in when it's needed, doesn't it?
Well, that's when the release comes in. Yeah. I mean, just let go of all the stress in your body and you let go of it. The memory just doesn't have that much power over you. It's cool. So the seat question between the eyebrows, what needs to be released or healed for me to fully own and express my power? What needs to be released and healed for me to fully own and express my power? I love that. What I got also is a gate 44. And you might find a little irony in there. Now you're both muted out, but that's okay. Which has to do with spleen and lymphatic system, and that's our intuition and the fear. The theme is ability to recognize patterns in order to sense correct timing for sharing or acting in this case, right? Like how to, the timing was just right. You waited and then you saw the signs and everything just boom, boom, boom came together. The ability to initiate the sales process with the right timing. I don't know that it has to be a sales process. So emotional symptom is fear of the past, and that's what we've been dealing with today. This has happened to me so many times before. Why should I think it won't happen again? And this is where we are kind of losing our, we have the doubt that we can sustain this power and use our power appropriately. The spiritual symptom is feeling doomed or abandoned. And in this case, what we worked on was just like beautiful. And we've been healing patterns that kept us stuck in the past. What I love to do here is the choice point. And again, between the eyes, the eyebrows, what needs to be released or healed for me to move courageously forward in my life? What needs to be released or healed for me to trust my intuition and relax about waiting for the right timing to share my message? And I love that. It doesn't have to be a message. It's basically to do anything, just to make a move. And then gate 44, coming to greet. And I think this is really beautiful because it's not just the sales, it's just like everything in life. So the temporal tapping around the ears goes, I move confidently into the future.
I move confidently into the future.
Knowing that my past has been the greatest teacher. And that I can create whatever I choose to create. I trust in right timing. And know that I will share my message. Effectively and perfectly. At the right powerful moment in my life. Lovely. Anything else you would like to add to that?
Well, I have the 44 defined.
Me too.
So, yeah.
Me too, yeah. And actually, I was just dealing with someone who has that as well. So the 44 is really showing up.
Yeah.
So, the past is the greatest teacher, and I can create whatever I choose to create. And how beautifully in this story that you shared with us, you manifested what you needed to manifest. And if we don't let that fear speaking, there's a lot of the throat, right? The power of share the message, even though it's like how to get out. And yet in this story, how beautifully you this memory, it's something that you might want to anchor, however you use, anchoring good moments in life where you just told him to do something and he did it.
Yeah.
And it was just perfect timing. But what a beautiful, beautiful story.
Yeah.
And this is part of the tribal circuit, circuitry. So it's like the whole community in this case, so many people got involved in your story.
Yeah.
Keeping yourself safe and the community safe. Wow. Yeah. How do you guys feel?
Yeah.
Powerful? Do you feel powerful?
Yeah, I feel powerful.
Right? Me too.
Good.
I mean, being able to defend yourself physically, verbally, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, like the whole thing, it's so powerful.
Yeah.
Finding our voice and being safe, and that the fear of not being safe.
Yeah.
That really gets us into out of the safe space. Mm-hmm. Just letting our imagination run wild, right? That creates it all. Wow, it was beautiful. Feeling good? Everyone's good? Don's good?
Yep.
Yeah? Did anything come up for you when we were doing this?
No, I can't. I don't have anything specific, no.
No specific memory. I'd love that memory. Linda, thank you so much for bringing this again. You're making our sessions so powerful. You are powerful.
You are
powerful. Sharing your message at the right time. It just came at the right time. You have asked for a better example to work on.
Thank you.
To find your power and the fear of repeating this in the future that holds us back. So hopefully, we won't do that anymore. You know that we are always safe and we can get to the present.
Yeah, to the present.
And not to be ever threatened. That was so sweet. She wouldn't say it. Present.
Oh, well. They have some humor in the day.
It's a good way for us to start the day here, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What time zone are you in? Are you too far from us?
I'm in Portland.
Not too far, so you're in the same time zone. Great. Yeah. So now we can step into the day feeling powerful.
Yes. Yep. Get my day going here.
This went pretty fast, but I don't feel like we need to hang around for any more. It just feels so good. Hopefully it feels good to you, Linda and Dawn.
Yes.
Good. Wow. So we'll do it again Tuesday, Linda?
We'll do it again Tuesday.
Thank you so much. All right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.